speaking at the 30th monthly meeting of the Reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, or IJMEC, in Juba on Thursday, Nicholas Asom, who is also the special representative of the UN Secretary General, said South Sudan's leaders have not created a conducive political and security environment for conducting elections.
In my engagements in New York, I shared the frank views expressed by some government officials, political parties, civil society, and many of you here in this plenary, that South Sudan today is not yet ready at this point to roll out free, fair, and credible elections.
Asom says lack of political will, adequate resources, and a commitment to create a suitable political environment impede South Sudan's ability to conduct a credible elections by 2024.
I echo the call made by IGAD last month, urging the national legislature to expedite the reconstitution of the National Elections Commission and the Political Parties Council.
Martin Elia Lomoro, South Sudan's Cabinet Affairs Minister and Secretary General for the High-Level Implementation Committee, says the transitional government of national unity is making progress in preparing for elections.
The key commissions that are critical for the conduct of elections will be the NRC, the National Constitutional Review Commission. Under the National Constitutional Review Commission, we have received a draft budget for the commissions to operate. We have also sent a message to all the parties to submit the list of their representatives to this commission.
Lomoro says the draft bill for the Political Parties Council is ready and the political parties are now working on nominating their representatives at the council. Stephen Parkwell, Secretary General of the National Transitional Committee, says lack of funds for implementing transitional security arrangements could affect the completion of tasks outlined in the peace agreement.
The NPC continues to work on securing funding for security mechanism, operating costs, and release of approved emergency food items for the graduated unified forces who are stranded at various training centers to pave the way for the commencement of phase two. Unfortunately, the funds have not been released until today.
The chairperson of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, a body monitoring South Sudan's 2018 peace agreement, says the parties have little time left for completing all the tasks in the peace deal. General Charles Taigi Twice says his office is worried about the slow pace at which the parties are moving as they implement the tasks in the agreement.
I would like, therefore, to make the following recommendations to Aratigino: provide adequate and predictable funding for the implementation of the all critical pending tasks of the agreement. B. Continue to consult and dialogue in the spirit of collegial cooperation and consensus to address emerging issues during the implementation of the agreement.
Ter Manyangadwich, a South Sudanese civil society activist with the Center for Peace and Advocacy, says he agrees with the views of the head of the UN mission in South Sudan. He says the country's leaders are not ready for any elections.
I don't think we are going to have an election because our leaders, they're just talking. They don't do things in practical way in which the citizen can could be convinced, you know. If we are going to have an election next year, we need to see things are happening, you know, by action. The issue of the civic and the political space is really very challenging. You know, when you see the other political parties that are remaining silent, it's not because they don't want to go for it, it's because they feel to be intimidated.
South Sudan is scheduled to hold its first elections in December 2024. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.